Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. These days have been filled with negativity, frustration, vandalism, hurting each other, disobeying the law, etc., etc. And it's been all over the news. Well, I do not want to focus on the negativity. Rather, bring forth something positive. Therefore, I have chosen the next 3 days to be lifted up in some way. And you know that the main goal behind this is to get a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And you also know, if you've listened to it before, and I've been doing this for over 5 years, that negativity creates illness and positivity helps boost health. So that's why I want to bring forth the positive things that we can in some way celebrate. In a previous show, I have mentioned that in the month of June, that has 30 days, there are only 4 days without any special events, and that doesn't include all the personal events, but that was June 2nd, 9th, 10th, and 22nd. And so right now, as I said, I want to focus on 19, 20, and 21 and just show you that we can shift our mindset to something that pleases us, to something that we can make something positive out of it, just to be, you know, feeling better and doing all these wonderful things instead of fretting and fearing and whatnot. So what is June 19th? What's so important about that day? Well, it's also called Juneteenth or Freedom Day or Jubilee Day or Cell Liberation Day or Emancipation Day. Wow, we have choices. So if you don't want one, choose the other one or one of the other ones. They're all equivalent to June or relatable to June 19. This is actually unofficially an American holiday celebrated annually on the 19th of June in the USA to commemorate Union Army General Gordon Granger's reading of federal orders in the city of Galveston, Texas on June 19, 1865, proclaiming that all enslaved persons in the U.S. state of Texas are now free. Wondering, why do we still hear so many negative things about that if they're supposed to be free? Although the Emancipation Proclamation had formally freed them almost 2.5 years earlier, and the American Civil War had largely ended with the defeat of the Confederate States in April in Texas, was the most remote of the slave states, with a low presence of Union troops, so enforcement of the proclamation had been slow and inconsistent. And that is just part of the history. And I want to apologize for all the typos I typed so quickly, looking into one monitor to type, and typing on one monitor and not looking on the other one where it was typed into. Sorry about that. Anyway, part of life, right? We can have some fun. If we want to read what is there, we can still read it. So that is some about the Juneteenth. Then let's go to June 20th. What is important about June 20th? It's actually the first day of summer, summer solstice. And it's the longest day in the year. And I found for this year, it says that at one place it says 5:44 p.m. EDT, and on the other one, yeah, it says 5:43. So around 5:40 p.m., that's when it starts, Eastern Standard Time or 2:40-ish Pacific daylight time. And this marks officially the first day of summer. It has a full moon, the earliest one in over 100 years. Wow. Amazing. So we have full moons regularly, but this is the earliest one in over 100 years. And why is that so? Well, the summer solstice takes place on Saturday at 4:43 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, making it the earliest official arrival of the summer season in 124 years. On Saturday afternoon, the sun's rays will be directly over the Tropic of Cancer, the furthest north they'll go all year. As the Earth orbits the sun, it wobbles around on a 23.5-degree axis, giving us seasons as the Earth tilts towards the sun at varying angles. Boston's relatively far north latitude, just over 42 degrees north, means the Earth's tilt is felt more strongly here than places closer to the equator. This year's summer solstice again, that's the northernmost point in the sun's directed sunlight, will be the earliest since 1896. And yes, that indeed is 124 years ago. That's thanks to this year's leap year. You might remember that we had an extra day earlier this year. There was a February 29th for the first time since 2016. And you know that leap year happens every 4 years. That extra day, as you might know, is because of the amount of time it takes the Earth to orbit around the sun. And it's a bit, well, funky. So it takes approximately 365.242189 days. So it's a little bit more than 365 days. Maybe almost like a quarter of a percent more, or a quarter of a day more than 366, which is the leap year, for the Earth to circle the sun, and the added day every 4 years brings us to the 365.25 days. There's another, however, rare correction for the remainder of the fraction, mainly the skipping of leap years, 3 out of every 4 century turning leap years, as in 2100, 2200, and 2300, etc. Wow. Well, I don't think I'm going to experience that anymore. That's going to be in very, very far future. But 2000 was a leap year again, something that only takes place in a century turning once every 400 years. Without exploding your brain too much, leap years get earlier after centuries with a leap year. For that reason, summer solstices will, on average, get earlier and earlier until 2100, which will be a skipped leap year. The earliest summer solstice this century will take place on the final leap year before the skipped 2101. On June 20th, 2096, the summer solstice will take place at 2:32 a.m. daylight time, which means it's going to be June 19th at 11:32 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Wow. So that's where we need to pay attention. That's kind of fun to see what's happening there. So anyway, why am I saying that? You know, it's just something more fun to look at. And it happens whether we want it or not. And we don't really dwell on it. We enjoy summer. We enjoy daylight. I'm not saying daylight time. I'm saying daylight when it's nice and clear outside. Those things really are so much fun, and it's so much easier to go on than when it's dark outside. especially I feel it. I'm not the youngest spring chick anymore, but I really start feeling the changes, and that's why I wish we wouldn't have the changes from daylight savings time to standard time and all that, because it really messes up my body. Even if I try, or when I try to adjust, and trying is actually a bad word, because trying is not an action. Doing it is an action. So there are times when I really, really put my mind to the task, and I start setting my alarm 15 minutes earlier or later every day for 2 or 3 weeks before it starts, for a week, you know, each time like 15 minutes a week. So that's 4 weeks, that's a month. That allows the body to adjust more easily. And that's actually quite fun. But when I forget it and it's cold turkey, getting up an hour earlier, oh no, I'm not too crazy about that. So anyways, June 21st is going to be Father's Day. Oh, by the way, June 20th is, besides the summer solstice, or first day of summer, is also my hubby's and my 40th wedding anniversary. So it's a very special day this year. Now, June 21st is Father's Day, and that's to honor fatherhood and paternal bonds, as well as the influence of fathers in society. In Catholic countries of Europe, it has been celebrated on March 19th as St. Joseph's Day since the Middle Ages. In America, Father's Day was founded by Sonora Smart Dodd and celebrated on the third Sunday of June for the first time in 1910. It is held on various days in many parts of the world all throughout the year, often in the months of March, May, and June. Can you see that April was skipped? Wow. So these are just three holidays in a row, pretty much celebrated by some people. Juneteenth, not by everybody, not by too many people, but some more than others, and that's why I gave you all the choices. So we have something positive to look forward to. Now, last week, I put a challenge in there, and I said, anybody who's doing something special for Father's Day, please take a picture of it, what you're going to do. If you crafted something, what you crafted, and send it to me via email to dythomson@gmail.com. And that I will have a drawing for the best entry, and we'll send out a present. As of today, I have not received any entries. So I will just remind you, you still have 3 days to enter to win something. And it could sell in stress reduction book to reduce stress and increase health, or it could be something else. I'm not going to spoil the beans right now with the other things that I have in mind, but it's going to be something that is fun, you know. So please still take me up on that challenge, and either videotape on the phone or on a little video camera or something, or take a picture of a card that you made, but make sure it's authentic and you did it, and then email it to me to that dythomson@gmail.com so I can look at it, and then we'll have 2 or 3 people help me choose what we consider the 2 or 3 best entries. So, yes, those days are coming up. Let's focus on the positive, because that is what keeps us happy and healthy. And when we're happy and healthy, we don't need to spend money on going to the doctor and get medication and have tests and whatnot. And we keep financially more sound. And that's what I wish for everyone with all the trying times we're going through right now. Let's do what we can with what we have and be grateful for everything that we do have, instead of being angry or frustrated about the things we do not have. There is ample opportunity to be grateful and to make the best out of each and every day. And if you need something to push you forward, read the book, Today I Begin a New Life. It's written by Dave Blanchard, who's the CEO of the Augmentino Group, and it's an amazing book. Have a fabulous week.